Zog the Gemara, Otzitznokum. So the Gemara said, there's a dimion. Reb Zeira thinks that this machloikas between Reb Yehuda and Rabbanon is not only nogeya to a sfina, but this is the machloikas that applies to all of us in our pots and pans. Reb Yisai, this is going to have major nafkaminas for Trumas and Maisers, from those potted plants, and for Shabbos. Can you move around the potted plant? By the way, can you move around a vase with flowers? Can you do that on Shabbos? Oh, everyone has the shiloh on Friday nights. Oh, beautiful. I got my guest. I'm going to get you flowers. By the way, guys, don't buy me wine. When you come to me, don't buy me wine. I don't drink wine.
You take them out of the water.
So it's good you came to Shir today. Because I don't know what you're talking about.
You take flowers in a pot out of the water.
But you're not allowed to take the vase? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm just asking.
You're asking a question. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't hear the question.
He flipped.
He's confidently, my guy.
Baiter. Oh, Givaldic. Oh, so we have to see. We have to see the Rambam's here. We have to see the Gemara and Shabbos. I don't know if I put it on the Marmakomis. Tosis puts it on the Marmakomis. By the way, guys, if I don't put something on the Marmakomis, sometimes I just say, I don't have to put it on the Marmakomis. Tosis put it on the Marmakomis. So obviously, they're going to see that Gemara. Fine. Shabbos Pei Aleph, that's where it is. The Gemara starts off with a guy who's ran out of toilet paper and he needs to use a rock. There's a gavshushis on the rock. There's some shrubbery on the rock. Is he allowed to use that to Baiter. So the Gemara says, Amr Yehuda, Amr Abzera, Otzitz Nokav Amunach Hagavi, you say this, Bonga Machlekes, Reb Yehuda Rabban. It's the same Machlekes. Oh, so the Gemara over here is introducing to us that there's a fundamental difference between a plant, a potted plant, which has a nekiva, which has a hole, and which doesn't have a hole. So Memela Rabbi Yisai, now we have to really clarify, now we have to take our step back, and we already quoted this from Rashi, but now we have to really spell this sugya out. Same Cain, if we're going to compare Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon, right? If we're going to compare Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon, what's the cheshbon? So according to what Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I only see an attachment with Goysheshes, so then what?
Even if it's... I think
as long as it's Goysheshes, then it's considered Mechavim. Let's see Rashi. Bonon Machoz Rav Yehuda Rabbanon. Rabbanon Avir Kamanda Man Chedomi.
Meaning, even if it's Nakov,
right? What do you call Rav Zeir say? Otz is Nakov. Rabbanon is saying, the Rabbanon who hold that a Sfina could be what? Could be on top of Mayim. And I could still say what? Keman de Mancha. Right, Rabbi said, this is not the first time we saw this Rashi. Why do we see this Rashi? Because we saw that this was, it wasn't just a Yanika Zvart. It was a Keman de Mancha. It was down. It was Mechuber. It was Bottle. It was a new lumdus like the Divrei Chezkel or Shmuel Rozovsky is medayik in our sugya. It's not like Ritva and Meiri that it's Yanika based. It's Kamanda Mancha, it's Bittel, it's Mechubur, Shmak. But let's leave that for now. That Chakir, that Yisoid is coming up. I didn't stop, just that's coming back, Rabbi. It's coming back to life. I want you to keep that in mind when you see the Ramban in our sugya on the Chaf Aleph. I think that Mamish is what the Rishonim are humbling, but hold off. We're not going there yet. So according to Rabbanon, so then also by Avir. Ignore the Avir. Dal mehoch the Avir. Be masalik the Avir. There's no hefsek. I could say, command the mancha, even if it's technically, physically suspended in the air. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Lo mechayiv mida oraisa, also big lashon in Rashi. Rashi thinks that the whole nekuda is just on a level of oraisa. Everyone would agree that it's a level of Rabbanon, because what? At the end of the day, even a what is chayiv in the Rabbanon. How do you read this Rashi? Loi mechayev b'maiser mido raisa. Why?
Even a
rid otzitz she'eno nakov. So why should this be any different than an otzitz she'eno nakov? So we're only handling an otzitz nakov. Is there what? A connection mido oraisa. That's going to be dependent on the machlekes Rabbanon Rabbi Yehuda by a sfina that's floating on the Maya. There's just one kash over here, everybody say. There's one kash over here. And that is, how could you compare these two? There's one difference between this otzitz and the sfina, and that is what?
Chayres
and eitz. What?
Chayres and eitz.
Well, you're holes. Answering. Holes. Sphinas don't have holes. Holes. Sphinas don't have holes, presumably. Sphinas don't have holes. So that is the nekuda that everyone has to ask this basic question on our entire Gemara. If you tell me that you need holes to create a connection, by the way, I don't really fully understand that. We have to even understand that. Like, what's going on? Nutrients? What is going on with the hole that creates something? But let's assume that there's some sort of fertile connection that's happening to a potted plant that has a hole. Has anyone ever seen a potted plant that has a hole?
Yeah, it's not just so that. I mean, first of all, I think now it's just for that. If someone waters a plant, the excess water should drip out.
I mean, you've seen it.
Yeah, but also, is it not that just the roots could possibly grow through the bottom and actually connect?
No,
later on?
No. It has no shaykhs to the roots. No. This has full-fledged connection, even though the roots are going to stay in the pot. But that's an important point, meaning what Ben's saying is that this is taka shayach in the market, because if you want to keep things cleaner and you want to get the water not to spill over or whatever, so then they'll probably put some holes over there. That's going to have some serious nafkaminas potentially for Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah.
Is it an itzus with an ikov?
An otzitz.
Otzitz with an ikov?
With a nokov.
The nokov? If you put it suspended in the air, would it have any difference at a regular
Otzitz? Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. That's how Gabi Yesedos. Yesedos don't matter over here.
So what's the hole doing there? It's not even touching the ground. The hole has no...
And yet, it's chayv and trumas ma'aseh from deraisa. That's exactly what Gittin Dav Zayin and Beis is introducing to us. It's fascinating.
Which means it has nothing to do with nutrients, because it's not touching the ground.
I don't know. I didn't say that. The Ritva will definitely not say that. The Ritva will say that hole creates nutrients.
Even when suspended in the air.
That is what's happening over here. That's what the Ritva is saying. The Ritva happens to say over here, I don't think I put on the Marim Kodesh, the Ritva happens to say over here that the Rabbanon are, I think, that, anyone have a B'Kovitz here? Ritva says that the Rabbanon are limiting it to 10 tefachim, I think. Because of Yanika. Okay, but that's all he's suffering in the Gemara. That's not, we don't find that in the words of the Gemara. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva. It might be dependent on the Ritva's Mahalach in the entire Sugya, like we spoke about. But everyone's going to agree, the whole is making a nutritional connection.
Rabbi, how does Sphina have a hole in it?
That's my kasha. Great. What, are you stealing my kashas? That's what I just asked. Zokt Rashi, Sfinas don't have to have a hole on it. Zokt Rashi, offer chutzlar, it's above Bisfina Villa Aretz, right by the wide lines of Rashi. Vizaro Bisfina, he planted it in the ship. Vitzamcha, and it sprouted on the ship. It's a long ship. This is like Columbus's ship. Vasfina shel cheresi. Right? And the Sfina is made of what? Earthenware, cheres, right? Ve'en etzvichli nokev imaisa munechos akar gedamar b'munachos. So after Rashi, a chiddush nifla ad l'moyer, Rabbi say that all the poskim in Masechah Shabbos and in Hilchos Shabbos quote this Rashi. This is your sugya, Rabbi say. You guys always asked me to learn Hilchos Shabbos. David Rubin already gave up on it. He jumped ship. No pun intended. But Rabbi say, this is our Hilchos Shabbos over here, and it's coming up again on Dav Ches. You're going to love me on Dav Ches. It's going to be unbelievable. You're going to come home and give musa to your parents about a mirror lock. Relax, Rabbi Sai. You have to learn all the dinim. But Rabbi Sai, otzitz nokov. Zokt Rashi, not if the plant is what? It's cheres. Chevro, go to a flower store. What are majority of those things? Cheres. Unbelievable. You don't even need a hole. You don't even need a hole. That's attached. That could be chayv and shubas ma'as deraisa. That could have nafkaminas and Shabbos to create an attachment for Shabbos on a level deraisa. Why do I care about attachments on Shabbos? Koitzer. Why are you so pessimistic?
What do you mean?
Also, planting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be optimistic. But you have to cut things.
This is the first thing
I know.
Exactly. Koitzer.
That's exactly what
Koitzer. Yeah. Koitzer in order to plant, right?
What?
Koitzer in order to plant.
No. Why? Let's say it's kaitzer because I want to write a get on the leaf.
That's not optimistic, but what if you want
to... No, I'm saying kaitzer exists even. Kaitzer exists. Kaitzer is not a malacha that needs almanas. You have that by soyser almanas livnos, to destroy a building. It's a, the way the stipler says in Masechah Shabbos, it's a maleches kilker. But kaitzer is not a maleches kilker. I can find productive reasons why I want to cut down a tree. I want to make paper. I want to build a house. I wanna.
Just need question on the boat. Does the plant have to be on like the bottom of the boat? Like, is it like a pirate ship, or are we talking like a rowboat kind of thing? Like, where it's like the bottom. Like, if it's on like if there's like two floors of the boat, and you put it on the top.
I think any as long as the boat's made of charis, I think that would all apply.
Even if it's not touching the bottom.
I think so. It's a good question.
Really?
That's a good question. I never thought about
not
it.
Not according to the boat.
Well, according to the Ritva might not agree to this whole Cheres work, right? We don't know that the Ritva agrees. And the Ritva has to tell us what his answer is, where the hole is.
So even if he doesn't agree, like, there's no way that he would hold that on the second floor of the boat. That
you're saying the only way I could say the second floor of the boat is probably if I hold, like, the rush, right? It's probably got to be a one-floor boat. Mustama, you're right. Because otherwise I'm saying, like, the rush, that it's like a gag.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. Yeah.
And even that, it would still be, like, we know that it's more of a chiddush by water, because the water is already a hefsek between the land. And
well, that's the tutsad in the Gemara, which is worse, water or avir? The Rava goes back and forth, right?
No, but there's no avir by a building.
Yeah, there is.
No,
on a cog?
It's the same as the boat.
It's the boat.
Buildings on the ground.
What do you mean? Let's say you have floors on a boat, right? Like
same.
A yacht.
Yeah.
So you have the upper deck, you have the lower deck. So that's mamash like a gag. The same thing.
But it's a building that's not even on the ground. The boat is like a building that's not.
Right. Meaning you're saying you don't even have the rush. Yeah. That's what Moshe Mordechai. You remember Moshe Mordechai? No. There was a guy in my shir once, and he once asked like, what would the rush hold if there was a building on a boat? So we said that when he was in my shir, I once said to him that it wouldn't be chayav. But yeah, whatever. Yeah, my turn.
I'm a little lost. Like, what are the questions that we're answering right now?
Where's the hole?
What? What?
Where's the hole?
Where's what hole?
On the shit.
No, like in the whole circuit. Like, what are we doing?
We want to know how can the Gemara compare this issue of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon for Atzitz Nakuv if there is no Atzitz Nakuv by Asvina. Rashi says, you misunderstood the sugya. You don't always need an akiva to create connection. You could create connection through certain materials. Good? That's a basic question, Rabbi, so that everyone needs to ask on the sugya, even if you're not going like heavy deep into the waters. Mamish, like what's... So, there's something scientific about this Rashi, and there's also something halachic about this Rashi and textual about this Rashi. Rashi doesn't tell you the science about it, but I would venture to say, and I'm all ears if anyone has anything to add about this, but there's something about the interaction of cheres and earth, and that the cheres is be'etzem made of earth, that it is nutritionally connected and doesn't create a physical barrier that I would need to break it with a hole. That would be the scientific without actually knowing what I'm saying.
It's chemically porous.
Chemically porous, that's a nice one. That's a sophisticated way to say it. Right. Chemically porous, I like that. Okay?
Why chemically?
Because there's no water that's getting in, then the boat sinks.
Scientifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like only on a chemical level, not on any level higher than that, because then the boat
He's planting, you're cutting. I got it.
Okay, so Rashi's saying that the ship is made of charis, but
charis,
but also the plant is in a charis pot. It doesn't need.
Yeah, same thing.
Meaning, what are we like getting? Right. From
that's one of two.
If a charis pot, l'chora according to Rashi, was sitting on the ground, according to Rashi, even if it didn't have a hole.
So that's the answer that the boat doesn't have a hole.
I mean, isn't there something with Kalitha, like, can you not tova like Kalitha Harris?
Yeah.
Does that mean?
No. Absolutely.
It's very porous.
What? Yeah, but that has nothing to do with this. That has nothing to do with the earth.
Why can't you tova Kalitha Harris?
Okay, Chevra, I'm going to say this again. Tvila and kashering are two separate things. Okay, there's a big mistake that people make. They think when they treif their kalim, they can go to the mikvah and fix it. That is absolutely not true. Okay, tefillah is a mitzvah that applies to new vessels, never used. There's a mitzvah midoraisa to the tefil kelim, but when you trafically,
in burning.
No. You need to do either hagala or liban burning. Okay. Hagala doesn't apply. Hagala is what you usually do because we don't use what do you call those things?
The torch.
Yeah, or the torch. We don't blow torch. We don't do that anymore. Like that's part of like smicha. Like the first thing you learn in smicha is like you tell everyone don't blow torch.
Why?
That's what they did in the altar because people. Yeah, it's dangerous. So we don't do that anymore. We don't recommend it. We basically, you could theoretically kasher a cheres pot through libun, which the Rishonim write libun gomer, which is 900 degrees, which means you need to blowtorch it, right? Or self-cleaning oven. That's something that, but otherwise...
You can put anything in a self-cleaning oven to kasher it.
Yeah. But it's going to break. The cheres is going to break.
Not cheres for anything. No.
Yeah, but you just have to make sure it's not going to break. But yeah, in theory. But you don't need... The point is, you don't need to do that. If you just cook with a liquid medium that you did bishul on it, you did a metal pot, and you trafed it up, so you can do something called hagala.
Yeah, but if you have a big pot, it might not...
So put it in a bigger pot.
It's hard.
Yeah, you're right. There's other ways you can have the... Put a stone in and have it spill over to the sides. You can kosher the pot itself. It's more complicated. You're right. It's not a great thing, but that's the. No, I don't think it's so connected. Hagala is basically if the absorption, the non-kosher that went through a liquid medium. So now I could kosher with that same liquid medium. I can extract the absorption through the heated water that's inside, and now it somehow becomes when it reabsorbs back into the pot. It's now nullified, or it's no longer a chefta shel iser.
It's a lamdish
of art. Yeah, there's two ways to kasha. You can either surface mekoyma, that's libun, or I could extract the absorption. Through the extraction, now something happens into the pot. Either there's 60 times the absorption inside the pot, so therefore it becomes nullified in 60 batal b'shishim, or I waited 24 hours to kasha the pot. So now when it came out, that absorption now could never go back in and cause problems because anything post 24 hours is by definition non-problematic because it's called what's called in halacha nosin tam lefgam. It has bad taste, foul tasting. It's expired. It's expiration date, 24 hours. So one of those two ways, which is always going to be the case, we always tell people when you kasher, wait 24 hours first. So by definition, when you take out that absorption, when you're extracting that, so it's not going to create a problem to now be reabsorbed into the pot. Okay, that's hagala. Okay, but I don't want to talk about. This is when we learn chulin. We gave a lot of shiurim on this, and mirtz Hashem, when we learn, we're probably not going to learn in smicha, but that's the yisodos. If you guys learn in smicha, whoever you're going to learn with, that's the yisodos of libun versus hagala. Yeah,
I'm not sure, but the whole point of kashering and tefillah comes from when we got the spoils of war. Hashem told us to
kashers matos, yeah.
Right. So it was only to do hagala, right?
No, there's tefillah also.
So it was hagala and tefillah
and libun. So, all of them are in that pasuk.
Oh yeah. So if let's just say like there's a Jewish guy who owns a factory, like in Israel, right? And he makes the pots and pans.
No tefillah,
right?
No tefillah. Yeah. Otzitz nakov. That's why all you get koses from like Jewish companies that make them, like beer silver, right? You get from beer. You know the style of beer, beer silver. It's a nice like it's a modern silver, so you don't have to be tight with those.
Is it like made by? Let's say like on the packaging. You don't have.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, I know the beer family, and I've watched them make it. You don't have to be tight with it.
And
be
Shomer
Shabbos
and Mitzvahs?
No.
Just
Yiddin. Yeah. Otzitz Nakuf. Good. So what's going on over here? So the Rashi says that this idea is already found in Meseches Menachos and Daf Pei Daled. So what is... So Tosfos quotes this Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Anyone saw the Gemara?
It's right
there. Yeah, was it? Oh, Gemara's here? Good on. Gemara's talking about... But we're in Menachos, no?
Yeah, I'm saying there's two in it.
Yeah. Gemara's talking about a stira. If you plant on a gag, or in an otzitz, or on a ship, are you chayiv in bikurim or you're not? What's bikurim?
First fruits.
First fruits.
Can you give
it
to the
Kohanim? They gotta bring to Yerushalayim and put it next to the Mizbeach and the Kohanim could eat it, right? What Parshas is saying? Parshas Kisavo. Also mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim. But that's the first fruits. Tani Chadash, Shebegag, Veshebechurova, Veshebeotzitz, Veshebesvino, maybe Vekoiri. You have to bring it. And there's also a Parsha in Parshas Kisavo of Kriyas Bikurim. Arami Oyvidovi from the Agoda, right? The whole thing about Kadosh Baruch Hu taking out of Mitzrayim and bringing us to Aretz Hazeh. Tanya either, but then there's another brisa that contradicts it, maybe Vinakari, that if you're not planting it classically in a field, so then it doesn't have the full-fledged parsha of Bikurim. Because what? Because you can't say Allah Aretz, it's not the same thing as Aretz. So therefore, who else, by the way, is maybe Vinakari, Rabbi Sai? Gerim, right. It's Nogay this week's parasha. Some Sefer says, why does it say Zekeli Bambeyu, Elokei Avi Varamena? Who said Zekeli and who said Elokei Avi? So some Sefer says, oh no, that was for the Shiv Chalayam. Shiv Chalayam couldn't say Elokei Avi because she didn't get this from the from generations to generations. She could only say Zekeli. This is my relationship. Oh, good. Tanya Idach maybe in a kur bishlam arish lakish gaga gag lokasha hug begag de ba'ara hug begag de bais. So according to Rish Lakish, that says that what Rish Lakish hold Rabbi say? What?
So doesn't necessarily have to be
mulcher. So Rish Lakish holds that what? That a gag is potter or chayiv.
Depends.
Right. What type of gag is chayiv?
On top of a cave.
On top of a cave, but on top of a bias is potter. Churva. By the way, what's the Rosh going to do with this Gemara? Did anyone think about that? This is important in Kasha. Right? Isn't this mamish being handled in the Rosh? Isn't the Rosh's whole Indian being handled in the Gemara? What's the din of a gag, of a bias? If you plant, right? Unless the Rosh is going to say Bikurim is different. Maybe Bikurim is different.
I'm sure not.
Yeah, from Trumas and Mises. That's what the Rosh has to say.
Sure, only next show, yeah.
But maybe it has a different chiyuv. Lokasha kamachurva churva lokasha kamachurva avoida kamachurva she'ena avoida. What's churva she'ena avoida? Right, Rabbi said, what's churva she'ena avoida?
It wasn't cultivated.
It wasn't worked. Yeah, cultivated. Nice word. Good. Weiter. Otzitz ha-otzitz lokasha, that's our Gemara. You have a stira and braisa like otzitz. Kan b'nokuv, kan b'she'enu nokuv. No. One is talking about where there's connection, where there's a hole. One's talking about where there's no hole. Sfina ha-sfina lokasha, kan b'sfina shel eitz, kan b'sfina shel cheres. So what did Rashi clearly hold? Rashi held that what? Cheres is going on the braisa that says what? That you're maybe v'kur, you're full-fledged mechuyev. And shel eitz is what? You're not going to be chayev.
You're still chayev, just no
maybe they know.
What's the problem with this Rashi, Rabbi Yisrael?
He flips the order of everything else.
Gemaras usually are parallel of that, unless there's a reason. So although Rashi might make sense scientifically, and Rashi thinks he has a Gemara over here, what's problematic textually with this Rashi is that you just killed the parallelism in this, not pluralism, the parallelism in this Gemara. Why? Because when the Gemara was breaking down the Teretz and the Brisa, the Gemara says, this is Chayiv and this is not Chayiv. This is Chayiv and this is not Chayiv. This is the Brisa that's Chayiv, this is the Brisa that's not Chayiv, and those are the answers. So from Rashi, it comes out that what? The Gemara said, "Otzitz nokov first for the chiyuv, otzitz she'enu chiyuv nokov for the p'tur," and then the Gemara flips and says, "Eitz is the p'tur, And cheres is the chiyuv. Okay, is it $1 million kasha? It's not $1 million kasha. But it's lemeichesh miboy. It's like already a question mark that we know, mistoma, they're going to be shining out there that are going to potentially not agree with this Rashi. Oh. So that brings us to this Taisus and a very similar Taisus in Menachas and Daf Peidal. Zok the Heilige Taisus, and I'll let you go very soon. Perish Bekunshus. The Sfina de Le'el Shel Cheres, the Einat Tzrichali Nakiv, im Haisa Menuchas Bekarka. If it was Munach Bekarka. Kedamrim Menachas. Aval Otzit Shel Eitz, Boy Nekiva. But if it's just wooden, so then it needs a hole. Vinira de Rayoso, what's his proof? Miso Perakol Karbonos, Menachas Peidal and Mabiz. The Amr Tana Chada Shebegag Veshebechur Veshebesfina Veshebe Otzitz Mevi Vekoyer Vatanya Idach Mevi Vinekoyer Umeshani Otzitz Otzitz Lokasha Kamenokov Kameshenokov Sfina Sfina Nam Lokasha Kameshel Eitz Kameshel Cheres. However, half of Tosis is just mamish verbatim quoting of this Gemara. Meduloi Meshani Bitsvina Kan Benekuva. Why did the Gemara say stick with the same teretz? Why did the Gemara say by Sfina one's Nakuv and one's Eino Nakuv? Rashi says, Elamai. Sounds like I don't need that chiluk. I can leave the chiluk of Nakuv or Sheino Nakuv. I can exist independently without a Nakiva and still have full fledged connection. And that's through what? Through the material that I have, which Rashi is saying is Cheres. So again, so there's two Nakudas that you have to glean from this Gemara. One Nakuda is that we pointed out, which Taisus is going to harp on, is what's the order of the Gemara. But before you even get to that, you have to point out that the Gemara felt that it was unnecessary to rely on the teretz that are brought by otzitz in the world of Sfina, which leads us to assume that there's something out there that can exist with a full-fledged de'oraisa dika chibur and connection, even though it's not existing with a nakuv. And that's going to be universal. Even those who reject Rashi are going to hold that diuk to be correct. So again, the fact that the Gemara has a chiluk of Sfina versus Eitz versus Cheres tells you you can actually drop in certain materials the necessity to have a neck. The chalad of shel Cheres afilu ein nekuva havi kenekuva. So that was the raya of Rashi. V'asal amish Sfina chidush acher b'Sfina she'enu ba'otzes. And it's an additional lumdis, an additional chidush that you didn't know from a flower pot. Zachtoisis, Vikoshle Perush, Dharma, come on. Fractoisis Akasha. That might be all true and nice, but I have a bomb kasha and rash and parrot base, dafchof alpha and base. What does Gemara say over there? Kosval al Cheres, shall Otzitz Nakov. He wrote a what? He wrote a get on what? On an Otzitz Nakov. But that Otzitz Nakov is what material? Shall Cheres, boom shakalaka. Rashi's dead in the water. Rashi's drowning on this pottery ship. It's sinking right now, everybody say. You know why it's sinking, Chevra? Because a ship with a hole starts sinking. Chevra, Tosfos just put a hole in Rashi's Cheres ship, and it's sinking. That's mamish what's going on. He has a bomb kasha. Why in the world did the Gemara that was teaching what? Gemara was teaching what? I was teaching that you can't write again on Mechubar Lekarka. You need it to be detached. That's the Gemara's in the second para. If you guys offer to sit and learn with me for the whole summer, we'll get there. But you won't offer. You're all talk, just like you're having this Poland trip with me. You're all talk. Chevra, why does it... it's an option.
Really?
It's an option. I don't know. We'll have to figure out August because we'll have to figure it out. But if you guys are serious, I'll talk. I'll figure it out. I'll leave camp, whatever. I'll go. August, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Mashva de Cheres Boy Nekiva. Wow, that's a kasha. Sounds like you can only be significant and have importance if the Cheres has a nekiv. The lavachi, my rebusu, benokov, tfeb, b'sheinu nokov. Otherwise, why are you wasting my time? Why are you telling me that it's nokov? Umashva nami de otzit shel Cheresu. And it's mashva over there that it was what? In otzit shel Cheres. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Ben Meir. Who is that? Machever, wake up. Thank you. Rashbam. The grandson of who?
Rashi.
The Rashbam. Zok the Rashbam. Hevi mitoisefto. He brings from a toisefto de shvius. De sanya toimen es aluf b'shvius. Rameir Oimer Derech Eretz Toimne Ba'otzit Shalo Yitzmach. If a person wants to bury his what? His loof. His radish? What's a loof?
It's a type of garlic onion type thing.
Garlic onion type thing. That's awesome. Okay.
Shallot.
And he doesn't want it to grow. So what does he do? Derech Eretz Toimne Ba'otzit Shalo Yitzmach. He puts it into an otzitz that it should not grow. Yafal pishein ray ladover, zeich ladover. He has a quote of pasuk, unisatem bechli cheres. Alma stam otzitz shel cheresu. So you see that what? That an otzitz, when we usually refer to an otzitz, it's kind of like exactly like we find in the shops. Whenever we say otzitz, the assumption is that it's cheres.
And that's a riot to Rashi? That's support to Rashi?
No, it's against Rashi.
Why?
Because that's the case
our,
of...
Our case that it just...
No, but it's going to be said, don't shall put it in the ground, right? Put it in the place.
I thought it was saying that, like, a stomp pot no, is one with you, no holes.
Or Rashi said, I'm...
If that, if
he's
that
bringing the ground... Rashi from, said, shall eight.
To show that it's not in the ground.
I'm saying that you have it against
right,
our
that's against Rashi. Rashi
is also saying, is also speaking of Ferris, and it also says, Nakum, so Marusa again.
That's what he's saying?
That's what we...
Uh-huh.
What
did
you say?
Why did he's saying again, our the kash from over there, it's Ferris over there, so why doesn't he say no?
This is kind of against Tosos.
Tosos is saying you have that kash.
No, our thing is a
so why on Chaval it had to say Otzitz Shel Cheres?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was bothering me also. If Jonah's saying if a stam otzitz is Cheres, like the Rashbam's Tosef though. So then why would the Gemara have to speak it out? Yeah. Yeah. Where's this chaf?
Chaf out of the base.
Kosva al cheresh al atzit nakuv. Kosher.
Because it needs to tell you about it breaking.
Because you're writing
it's a bigger finish about a break. Otzitz shel eitz won't break as like the same way that a cheres will.
Yeah, but I know that the otzitz nakov is cheres.
So you just say right.
Why can't it kosvo al otzitz
nakov? Because you have a havamina that it would be shel eitz because that's less of a chiddush.
Rashi is in my Rashi is in my break.
There's less of a chashash.
You're nervous. Yeah.
So you would think that it's probably talking about eitz if it didn't say cheres.
Uh huh. So what? So this is what you're saying. So there has to be that Tosef is talking about our Gemara when he brings the Tosefta.
Yeah.
The other Rishonim bring this Tosefta also. What? We need a Kovitz. Okay. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi say we're going to come back to this Tosefus. I want to see the way the Rishonim bring down these Rayas, and then Mirtz Hashem, we're going to have to come on to Tosefus chat and then see the other Rishonim how they break down this this Yisoid, and then we're jumping into the Sechah Shabbos. And seeing how this plays serious nafkamim la'alocha, Mirtz Hashem, and analyze Shittas HaRambam versus Rashi and Tosfos in Shabbos Pe'alev.